So I can't see anything but your screen, Malcolm. And I don't know if anybody's listening to me. Oh,
We hear you.
okay.
We hear you.
Okay. So welcome to the Island Regional Transportation Planning Organization's meeting. We should call this meeting to order at 1:03. I don't have the agenda in front of me, but I'm assuming one of the first things we should do is at least approve the minutes from the last meeting. Can we do that?
So moved.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Hi.
Right. Great. All right.
Yeah.
Now, Malcolm, the next item that you had on the agenda was the public meeting. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, so this is the official opening of the public meeting. Are there members of the public in attendance there?
There are members of the public here. Yes, there are. Yes, there
Great.
are. But
And
what?
go ahead,
I was going to say,
Paul.
why don't we start with letting Public Works give their presentation, and then we
Oh,
can.
there's a presentation. Okay, great. I didn't see
That's
that
right.
on the agenda.
That's right.
Thank you.
Okay, but just shouldn't. Yeah, you do have to open the public hearing and have that presentation be part of the record.
Yes. Are we open? I'm sorry.
We opened the public hearing. We
Okay,
did
great. Sorry.
officially open the public hearing, but I did not realize I'm glad there's a presentation. And actually, Melanie, I don't know if this is appropriate, but if you want to run this meeting, you could do that probably. And I mean, I know I'm the vice chair, but I can't believe you couldn't take this over if it'd be more convenient for all you folks.
Well, how about I'll get us through this public hearing, so because I can see who's here, of the members of the public.
Yeah, and then so I figured obviously we would ask for comments from those folks, and then as well as anybody that you can see or Malcolm can see that's online.
Right. Okay. All right. Thank you. So, yeah, thank you for opening the public hearing. Ed Sylvester's here to give a presentation on the Island Access 2045.
Oh, Ed. Good
Morning, Kurt. Good morning, Commissioner, Mayors. Ed Sylvester, County Engineer for Island County. So the Regional Transportation Plan, Island Access 2045, an update to the current version until we adopt, is the Island Access 2040, which was adopted 5 years ago. So for the public hearing today, the Regional Transportation Plan, as required by the Washington Administrative Code, every one of the regional transportation planning organizations is required to adopt a regional transportation plan. With that being strategically high level, out looking through 20 years, and as the aid agencies here within the Island RTPO, we've all come together in a collaborative, cooperative mannerism to develop the plan. We integrate local plans of regional significance. We integrate the state objectives and initiatives into our planning documents, establish various policies as we see fit to work for the organization that we have here. Whether it be consistency or accountability, reliable systems, the safety of the systems. And in addition, on a very high level, we've identified in our current plan 8 action items, which bridge anywhere from aviation planning to maritime planning to looking at congestion along the SR20 corridor through Oak Harbor, which is very highly congested, as needed plans for other areas of consideration. We have embedded the traffic initiative. We're coming off of the traffic that comes through Coopville, causes congestion and problems there. So we have an initiative to look at that. So high level plans, not down into the details, because the more we get into the details, the more we box ourselves in. So we've got time to develop plans as we go through. The overall process moved in, started back in 2022. We hired a consultant to come on board to look at our previous plan for us. And they did the first scrub of that plan for us. The technical advisory committee did a first review of it back in December of 2022. Then we pushed it to the executive board in 2023 for a first look at it. Input all the comments, took everybody's inserts and reshaped it. Then we put another draft out. Now we're in the middle of 2023 and we put it out for the public to look at. The public gave us comments. We did another round of updates to the plan at that point. And that really gets us here to today, now in March of 2024, where we've inserted hopefully everybody's comments and plans can be updated. It's a jumping off point. It's a guide for us on how we want to move forward as an organization. So that is where we are here today from just an overall view of what that plan is. It's out there for the public to view. Subject to questions.
Okay, so first I'm going to open it up to questions from the board of Ed. Before I do that, I do want to introduce, we have a new member of the IRTPO, Eric Marshall, from representing Island Transit. So in case you had a question, Eric, and people were wondering, well, who's that guy? I wanted to give you an opportunity to let us, everyone know who you are. So are there any questions of the board for Ed from what he presented or of anything that we've heard when we've had conversations about this plan over the last number of months? Janet has a question.
Three computer screens makes the unmute button hard to find. Thank you, Melanie and Kurt, for your leadership here. I just want to make a comment, and I know it's inherent in this document, but because this is the feedback that comes to me in my district, when we talk about congestion along our state highways, I am grateful for the work and the commitment that this board has made to include 532 in that plan. That wasn't true 6 years ago. And so I just want to comment that we have those same issues out across the moat. Thank you, over on Camino Island. So I appreciate that that is inclusive. I just know that Ed thought it, but didn't say it out loud.
Correct.
Thank you. Thank you. Any other questions of Ed? Thoughts about this? Is there anyone online? I can't see the whole list of people online. If you're online and you have any questions or comments, you will need to go into the Zoom thing that allows you to react with a hand up. Otherwise, I'm probably not going to see. But I appreciate Carmen and Justin have joined us or with us also. Thank you. Okay, well, since there's no more questions from the board, I'm going to open this up to public comment. This is a public hearing. Is there anyone in the room who wishes to address the board on this matter?
Would you mind taking down the presentation so that the members online can see the room?
That's a good point.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Janet. We've not done this quite in this way before.
John, why don't you get another chair next to you and then share the microphone?
Yeah.
And share your microphone.
Oh, Eric. You can look at this microphone.
Okay.
Here we go.
Got in the middle. All right. So that is now the podium. Thank you.
Good morning. Thank you. I'm James Blaisdell from Oak Harbor.
Thank you, James.
Thank you each for retaining the project to create the Island Aviation System Plan among the eight action items and also for prioritizing it as near term. It's incredibly important. I think sometimes it doesn't feel important because there's no jurisdiction, no agency responsible for aviation transportation in the county. And so it doesn't have an institutional advocate for its importance. In the 3-minute tiny window of public comment, I can't possibly explain the benefits of the aviation system plan. And it'd be better as a dialogue between us anyway, instead of the 3-minute public comment monologue. I'm happy to talk with you about the benefits anytime. We need coffee and we need a half an hour, but I'd be happy to talk with you about the benefits. Because of those benefits, we're asking that you advance the aviation system plan as quickly as you can. But when we think about it, we don't see how you can. And it's not the funding that's the issue, it's the initiation of it. In the last 6 months, I've talked twice with Washington Aviation Director Ann Richard, asking about funding for this project, and she's been quite encouraging about the possibilities. I've spoken with each of the heads, the House and the State Senate for the Aviation Legislative Caucus. They've been encouraging, and in fact, the Honorable Senator Matt Behnke from Benton offered to come to Coopville to help us out. The area director for AOPA, not a citizen of Island County, has asked to be added to the mailing list for the Island County aviation citizens just to keep up with what it is we're doing. You can tell from that that we think that, that the key funding is not the issue so much as just getting it initiated. The problem there is that in the roadblocks is that IRGPO is listed as lead, and it has to be, as I've already described. There's just not anyone with aviation transportation in their job description in the county, so it has to be done at the region level. But by the time that the IRGPO administration has done the duties that are required from the interlocal agreement, conducting this meeting, the document that Ed just talked about, there's just not the capacity to run the projects. And six of the eight items show IRGPO as the lead or the co-lead. And so the capacity is just not there on a half an FTE. I'm on a tangent for just 1 second, and that is that we should talk about IRGPO funding another time. But back to the topic at hand, for airport overlays to help planning, for you all to have the information you need in governance options for managing drones on Main Street, for the citizens who make up that 70,000 passenger trips to SeaTac every year.
I'm going to need you to wrap it up, Jim.
Okay, and helping them be able to be more effective, more efficient, and greener in that transportation. We're again asking you if you'll advance this. Please help us help you. Tell the citizens what we can do to help move this forward. Thank you, and I look forward to coffee.
Thank you very much, Jim. Okay, is there anyone else in the room who wants to speak to the board? Yes, come on up, please give us your name and 3 minutes.
Thank you. I'm Dave Bennett from Clinton. And thank you, Executive Board Directors, and reiterating what Jim has said. Thanks for the recognizing the importance of the aviation system plan and prioritizing it as near-term action. I fully support the Island County Aviation System Plan and encourage it moving forward as a priority. And as Jim mentioned, a critical part of progressing on this plan is to implementing the airport protected area overlays as the foundational tool to help balance the needs of the property owners and near airports and the community's access to and the use of our airports. By delineating the airport protected areas, responsible decisions can be made to define what is appropriate and compatible use of the area in and near airports within Island County while maintaining the viability and usefulness of our aviation community and its ability to be a community resource. Thanks again for your support in the aviation system plan. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Dave. Appreciate it. Is there anyone else in the room who wants to speak? Come on up, sir. Hi. Come on up. Give us your name, please.
Good morning. I'm Norma Knopp, and I'm here with my husband, Stephen Knopp. We are owners of Camino Island Airfield, and we have lived on the airport for 42 years. We're just here to let you know that we are in support of implementing the aviation system plan and here to educate ourselves.
Wonderful. Thank you, Norma. Appreciate it. Anyone else want to speak? Come on up.
Good morning, Don Meehan, Coopville resident, aviator, volunteer at the De Laurentiis International Airport these days. my big ticket item these days over the last 15, 20 years is climate change. And I find it interesting that 2 years ago, the state of Washington passed some legislation that they called it Move Ahead Washington. And Move Ahead Washington is all about transportation, and it's based on funding coming from license plates, all kinds of license plates in the state of Washington. And those are monies that go in to fund the Climate Commitment Act that was also passed in the state of Washington, but also stormwater. And so when I think about the aviation piece, which to me is a big piece, and I recognize it's been a kind of a thorn in the side of poor Ed and Esko, he's brand new here. We haven't been a thorn in his saddle too much yet. But those of us on the TAC committee have pushed really hard to get the aviation piece in it. And we firmly believe that it's important. And as John knows, I was an advocate, a very strong advocate of the port owning an airport, because I think it has a lot of public good to us. And of course, Eric, he's from the city of Oak Harbor, and they were supportive of having a public airport that serves the community well. And so that's kind of where I'm at on it. And I just have to recognize that we have to do things differently now. We have to look forward. And I realize that the infrastructure pieces that are going to make a difference in this county are better transportation for public transportation, which Todd deals with, and I've always been an advocate of that, but also that we have infrastructure for EVs. And EVs are, we think of them as cars, but actually we're going to see in our lifetime, I hope that I'll live this long, I don't think I have too many years to go, but I think that I will actually see air taxis leaving from Whidbey Island, taking people to Painfield, to SeaTac, to right. Bellingham, to Skagit, over to the San Juans and the peninsula. I don't think that's a dream. I think it's an absolute reality. And in fact, today we just, the airport just had contact with Joby Aviation, which has now started to provide that kind of service to other places in the world. And so anyway, I applaud Ed and Esko and Malcolm for the work that they've done with RTPO stuff. And I recognize it's been kind of a tumultuous year, 3 or 4 years with government dealing with it because of staffing changes and whatnot. So anyway, thank you all.
Thank you very much, Don. Anyone else in the room want to speak to the board? I think most people. Is there anyone online? I don't think that there is anyone online. Okay, then I'm going to close the public.
We're seeing everybody.
I think we, yeah. Well, there's only 13. Is there anyone? Oh, yeah, there could be some.
I don't know why Janet's picture is so big.
We need to see everybody. Janet, you're huge.
You're huge, Janet, on the screen. Okay. There you go.
Oh, there's Fred. I don't know if Fred has anything to say, or there's someone on the phone. Is there anyone online or on the telephone who wants to make a public comment?
Can they just unmute themselves?
They can just unmute themselves if they do. Okay, one more time. Is there anyone else who wants to make a public comment in this public hearing? I'm going to close. Yes. Well,
what are you looking
for? Well, just the kind of public comment that you've heard, or if you have something you think we need to change, this is a time to let the county know, or excuse me, I apologize, to let this board know that you have something that you think we have failed to include in the document, or that we need to add to the document, or that you like the document. You need to come to the microphone, sir, and give us your name.
I'm Stephen Knopp, and I'm husband of the one you just had a little bit ago here, Norma, and we own the airport on Camino Island. And I don't know what you're looking for today, but maybe I could get somebody to ask me. You guys are looking for certain different type of words, or what are you?
Well, what we want, sir, is what we have public comment for. It's the opportunity for the public before a document or a policy is adopted. It's the opportunity of the public to give their input, their last opportunity, really, before something's adopted, to say, well, you guys really screwed up on this, or it would be better if you had done this, or this is really great.
We really adopted like this.
Or we really like this. Yeah, yeah, we like this.
Or
so,
it's good.
Or it's good. Yeah, you could just say, well, so it's good, and that's it.
So far, then what you're talking about is we've We've been there quite a while and own the airport and all that, and it's still open.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't be open anymore if I couldn't hold up, keep track of all the traffic and all the stuff and everything that's going on.
Okay. So, all right.
I probably don't have to tell you anymore.
Thank you, Mr. Opp. Appreciate it. Thank you. All right. I'm going to close the public comment portion of this public hearing. And we're going to go to board deliberation. Does anyone have any comments regarding Janet?
So I am unmuted. I want to first begin by thanking the airport advocates, Jim, Don, Mr. Knopp, for their persistent advocacy for aviation as part of our IRTPO. I think that is important and helpful and helps set a tone. I want to go back to Jim's comment at some point as a board and talk about capacity of this plan with current staffing, with as many items that have been assigned to the IRTPO. So I just wanted to comment on perhaps we can move forward. I'm supportive of moving forward, but wanted to note that. Also note that Mr. Bennett had the balanced needs of airports and surrounding property owners. That lens is always going to be part of what we do. And John, thank you for raising the issue of climate resiliency. The Climate Commitment Act has funding for so many of the projects embedded in our IRTPO, including multimodal, $35 million, safe routes to school, $20 million. This is 23 data, so I may be old. $48 million for zero emissions infrastructure. And of course, I've been filing, and Carmen, you could speak to this very closely, the risk to ferry funding happening. You may or may not be able, because of the initiative, to speak to this. But I believe we have nearly 200. I'm going to let you give the exact number. I have $105 million for ferry, electric hybrid ferries in that budget in 20, and another $50 million approximately for the facilities. So I may not have my numbers right, but I'm very concerned that this legislature appropriately, that if that Climate Commitment Act is overturned, it will impact our ferry funding in the future. And I don't know if WSDOT wanted to speak to that, but that is a threat to our islands. And you may not be able to speak to it as state employees, so I recognize that.
Is Dave Paul still on?
No, I know he cannot speak to it as an elected official.
Okay.
Because of the, I don't know about employees, but elected officials can't speak to much about changing or amending or fixing the CCA while there's initiative on the table. I don't know if that's true for our government partners that are employees, but that Kurt, you obviously are aware of the threat to ferry funding and ferry facilities if that is overturned. And I don't know. I don't mean to be political, but I'm very concerned about our ferry system, and I'm very concerned that we protect funding for the future, given the crisis that we're in. Kurt, do you have anything to add?
No, actually, you're more up to date on that than I am. But I was just going to go back to Representative Paul and ask him if there's what size of pool, because I hear different information all the time about the size of pool that's waiting to build new boats when a design finally gets approved. And you hear these different numbers. There was $400 million, then $600 million, and that. Do you have any idea how much money is set aside to build new ferries, Janet? We're getting a bit off topic. I'll just let it go.
Direct the question to WSDOT, because I don't want to pretend to be the expert when I am an advocate more than an expert.
Yeah, and it doesn't have anything to do with this plan being adopted. So I think I don't want to hurry it along, but Ed needs to tell us what the next step is. Or are you going around the room and trying to get feedback from all the electeds?
Well, I think the next step is that we finish seeing if anyone else in the board has any kind of comments regarding the item on this public hearing, which is the adoption of the Island Regional Transportation Plan update. And then once we finish that conversation, I'm just going to close the public hearing and open it up for a vote.
Okay, I do have one comment.
Yes.
On the, but it's just a comment because I know it's not going to change. I disagree with most of the ferry chapter. The assumptions made on that the ridership and the auto travel and all the things they take statistics for is down, and it's always implied that it has to do with COVID, and it's working its way back up from COVID, but then it says it's still significantly down from 2019, and it's talking about working from home. All of those statistics are down because so many, it's been, the ferries have been canceled so many times. Mm-hmm. They can't possibly have similar numbers to 2019 when boats are down and they're canceled because of lack of staff. And that's never addressed in anything. And it just irritates me. I mean, it's just not a realistic explanation for ferry ridership. And I know, but it's how WASDOT presents all of their statistics. It's how ferries presents all of their statistics. I just think it's kind of, I don't want to sound this negative, but just whitewashing what the real situation with ferries is all about right now and will continue to be for the next 10 years until we even have a semblance of ferry inventory coming back.
That was very well said. And if I can pitch just a little piece, that's why we need transportation alternatives. And like the one we're pushing, but I'm sure others as well. The gentleman talking about air taxis, we're going to need everything we can get because that was a reliability issue. We no longer have that spot on reliability of getting on and off the island in those two ferry locations. Thanks, Molly. That was great.
Yeah. And also there's just a couple, and I hate to be this person because I hate this person in meetings, but there's typos in this. So do you care about that? I mean,
you know, we
or,
should
or actually wrong information.
Yeah. If we've got a Scrivener error or just something like that, most definitely we want to correct it. We'll do that sort of.
Yeah. That can be that Scrivener's errors can be corrected after their adoption.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Just let them know if you've noticed them. I guess I haven't looked at
it. Yeah, and yeah, we've had a lot of people looking at it, and then sometimes we miss those things. You know,
I know when you read it five times, you don't see the mistakes.
Yeah.
Because you know what you want it to say, and that's what it says.
Todd.
Thanks, Commissioner Bacon. Couple things that I did send to Malcolm yesterday. These are updates. Because as Ed noted earlier, this process began back in 2022 and some things have changed. And I'm sorry that I didn't realize it until I was doing one final review. But for instance, the maps that show Island Transit's bus service, those don't reflect the changes that have occurred, including we now have 5 on-demand zones. And so we have maps that we could give to Malcolm to substitute those in that would accurately reflect where we are today. It's not a deal breaker, but it's just, you know, more correct information. And then also on the sustainability section, again, it's not a deal breaker, but there are a couple things that the Island Transit Board has done recently since 2022 that I think really do reflect on the commitment to the environment. And one of them would be just to add a bullet in that section that recognizes that in March of 2023, the Island Transit Board of Directors adopted a zero emission fleet transition plan to fully decarbonize Island Transit's vehicle fleet no later than 2040. And the transit agency has begun replacing its vehicles with zero emission vehicles. I think that really needs to be somewhere in there because sustainability is an important part of the plan. And then I had another just very small edit just to add in that same section where it's talking about minimizing environmental impacts and congestion, just to add the word bus service in that section as well. And I have these, I can give them to Malcolm or Commissioner Bacon or whomever that might help. But it's just, I think it's a better reflection on the IRTPO and the county that it serves if we could do those things. And I apologize for being so late.
Thank you. Thank you, Todd. Any other comments? So I'm going to close the public hearing and then we can continue with comments. What I'm hearing right now is what I'm going to be looking for at this point, I think, is a motion to approve the Island Regional Transportation Plan update with the following changes: the cleanup of the Scrivener's errors, the and this is, you could, if you don't like this, then we don't have to adopt it this way. Adding in the sustainability section, the March of 2023 Board of Island Transit recommendations, in the minimizing environmental impact section, the adding bus service is one of those things. And Molly, is there something that you want us to add with regard to ferries? Molly is shaking her head no.
There's nothing to add. They've got what the state, they've got the state's talking points in here. They can't, Island County can't magically change those.
Mm-hmm.
I just Melanie, want to put the record, and you know I'm big on ferries, that it's just not accurate. But I'm not saying that's your fault or Island County's fault. It's the talking points that we're getting.
Yeah.
Correct. And a consultant helped write this. Melanie, why don't you make that as a motion?
So except one thing's missing.
You're the red in the meeting. Okay.
I'm not. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that I'm running the meeting, but it was well put. No, and that way there could be a discussion, as if it's seconded, as to whether we want those few items added to the plan, and then we can just vote on it. So could we make, you can just shift back to me and you can make the motion and I'll shift back to you when it's appropriate. How about that?
Oh, yeah, thank you, Kurt. So I'm going to move the chair of this meeting back over to Kurt. So thank you.
I would make a motion, but include maps. That was the only thing I heard missing in the list of things.
Thank you.
Nothing about ferries.
Add the island updated island transit maps. Okay. So my motion is to I move that the Island Regional Transportation Planning Organization adopt the Island Regional Transportation Plan update. With the following changes: the cleanup of any Scrivener's errors, to add updated maps from Island Transit, to in the sustainability section, add that line that Todd mentioned earlier, and Todd has provided that to Malcolm about from in March of 2023, the Board of Island Transit had to do with zero emissions, and then also add the term bus service to minimizing environmental impacts. And that is my motion.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Great. Motion's been made and seconded. And now it's time for question. How do you all feel about that motion? We have time for question here.
Mr. Resnick had his hand up a moment ago.
Thanks, Commissioner St. Clair. My point's been addressed. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
So is there any question? Okay, hearing none, we'll have a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
I can't see it, but I'm in favor as well, hopefully. Yeah.
No, it's unanimous, everyone has
it. Well, just any opposed, then you would know.
Yeah, the motion carries. No opposed, any opposed? All right. Thanks, Ed. What's the next step?
So tell us what happens next, Ed, with regard to this thing we've just passed.
We will make the corrections as noted, and then we will stamp it adopted at this date and post it to our site.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good job.
Thank you very much.
Before you all leave, do you, I mean Ed and Esco, do we have any more updates or anything you'd like to fill us in on about what's going to happen next week? Oh, I guess we do have a discussion about upcoming projects, don't we? Or was that on the agenda? I'm sorry.
Not today. That's not on the agenda today, but we had it all for the public hearing. At the next meeting, we'll have a discussion on a project scoring for the surface transportation block grant program.
Great. So did the TAC come up with some kind of a draft?
We're working on that and a draft, and then we'll have one more TAC meeting and have a draft to recommend to the board.
Okay, that's super. And then when are we going to advertise for a request for projects?
It'll be right after that.
Sure.
Yeah.
So that, Ed, was that like May then?
It should be April and May so that the TAC can look at the projects in May, actually, and come to the executive board with a recommendation.
With the brand new evaluation criteria, right?
With the new evaluation.
Longer than that.
But we're really trying to get to an end state of being ready in June in the event something falls out of the sky that's green.
Excellent. Very good.
That's the goal.
Does anybody have any questions about how we're going forward with the SDBG process? Good, because we've done a lot to direct these folks, and I think they're responding well. So if you have questions, now's the time. All right, what else is on the agenda, folks?
That was the only item on the agenda.
Okay, so unless there isn't any more appropriate conversation, this meeting is adjourned. Yeah, hand up.
We could do...
Commissioner Bacon.
Yes, Todd.
Sorry to interrupt. Island Transit has also requested a support letter for our application for bus and bus facility funding. And this is something that typically the IRTPO provides to Island Transit every year when we do make these requests. We sent this off to Commissioner Johnson and staff as well. And I don't know that you need to take official action, but we just need this letter to go in with our request. What we're asking for is federal dollars to buy 12 hydrogen buses, along with the necessary fueling infrastructure. And the federal share is 80% of those. And this comes out of money that's only for eligible bus and bus facilities projects. So we're not competing with other Island County priorities or funding sources. But we do need this letter signed off, and whether that needs to be the result of action here, I don't know, but we just need it.
I totally think it needs to be the result of action here.
So are you asking for the IRTPO to write that letter or the Board of County Commissioners?
It's actually the IRTPO. Thank you for that question. And we have a draft written already that's all set to go. Yeah.
Can you bring it back next month?
Commissioners as well.
Would it be too late if it was handled next month so the draft could go out and everybody could see it and it's not one of those last minute things?
Yeah, it is too late, unfortunately, because the applications, I think, are due April 25th. So we're running out of time.
So this is going to be a really, I'm obviously very supportive, but I appreciated the clarification. I'm sorry, Kurt, I didn't raise my hand. Can I be called on? I appreciate the clarification that we're not competing with any other buckets because of the line item or the area where it will come from. We have three large projects in Island County that are all going to federal asks. And I'm not personally comfortable making a decision until I think about whether it is in competition with the total amount of funding that might come to Island County. So I'm struggling a little bit. We have a very significant ask from the county for our transfer station. And I just need to be sure that we're not that our right hand and our left hand are aligned in how we think about that. And I don't know the answer to that, Todd. Personally, and as a member of the Board of Island Transit, 100% supportive, trying to make sure I'm not doing something that will put one of our critical priorities in Island County at risk. Anybody have an answer to that question?
I do, of course. And thank you for the question. It would be different, and it would get to what you're concerned about if Island Transit was asking for a congressionally directed spending request. We are not doing that, okay? We are just asking for money that's administered through the Federal Transit Administration that only bus agencies can get. We're not competing for the attention of any of our members of Congress that you may need for the important project that you just described, which I should indicate I've already signed a support letter and provided it to the county as well, because we support all those. And so we're very careful. We did get it, as you know, congressionally directed spending award in this last cycle. We're not asking for one in this cycle. We're just asking for bus money. So it doesn't compete in that regard. And it's expected that transit agencies will submit for these sorts of projects across the country. It's just, it's the way it works. As you know, we have to replace buses on a yearly basis, and this is our funding source for that.
Well, with that clarification, I'm supportive, but others may have questions.
So part of the question is also, if you do get this grant, and I don't know anything about it, and I'm not sure what I heard, but if you can hear me okay, if you do get this grant, is it going to require another type of infrastructure? As you and I have even discussed, if this is funding for hydrogen buses, is that correct?
That's correct. And yes, in the grant.
And then now we're going to start talking about where we're going to store it, how we're going to haul it in, all those things. And that's why I only needed, like, you know, personally, I would only needed 20 minutes to look at the letter and talk to you and figure out the details. But this last minute stuff is the thing that has really gotten people worked up in the past, where you push it across the table and nobody's even read it. So well, I think to support it, so let me finish, Todd, please. To support it, it's going to need more conversation. Do you folks want to have more conversation at this meeting for this? Because he's claiming that it's today or not at all. How do you feel? Molly, somebody.
I support a letter of support. We need our transit system. Hydrogen is going to be a thing, whether we want it to be or not. I think it's a good thing. I don't know. We support each other's grant requests, and this is often the way it's done. I mean, unfortunately, we do get these requests but it sounds like Todd has submitted this request for a support letter a while ago. So it's not
to the IRTPO,
to the IRTPO staff and the chair. Yes, correct.
Just didn't get to the
previous chair. Oh, the chair. I'm sorry. So, and did you get feedback from Commissioner Johnson?
I believe there was no response.
Okay. We didn't bring it in front of this board. And part of this process is that we're supposed to have time to review this. So it sounds like you're open to reviewing it. Melanie, are you open to just talking about this? And Janet has already said she's in favor. So,
well, I'm in favor, but I've been hesitant to speak on it. Like Janet, I serve on the board of Island Transit. Eric, who's also on the IRTP board, serves on the board of Island Transit. I'm really more interested in hearing what Kennedy, what John, what Sabrina, what they have to say.
Thank you. You can see all those people on the screen. I can't. Does anybody else want to weigh in on this?
In my professional situation right now, I cannot hold anybody accountable for being last minute, because everything I do is last minute right now. So, I support this letter.
Sabrina?
My only struggle is I have not seen or been a part of that conversation previously. So if information was sent, I didn't see it. But I do support transit, and I know the city supports transit. So that is we would support a letter.
Thank you, John. Any thoughts?
I'm in support of it.
John's in support of it. So everyone around here is in support of it.
Okay. I stopped you for the process. I'm sorry, Todd. How are you going to fuel these things if you get them?
It's a drop tank that comes in. It's a kind of looks like a trailer that comes in with the fuel and the infrastructure. And then it's replaced by another one once the fuel is used in that particular unit. It's a temporary approach. It's not a permanent solution, but it's what people do when they're transitioning in this case, like we are.
Okay. So there isn't going to be, the other question was, did you have the price of whatever that, even that, though it's temporary, but that infrastructure is rolled into the grant?
It is correct.
And the grant is for 80% of the cost of this project?
Correct.
And the other 20% comes from?
Our local funds that are created here in Island County.
And obviously your transit board has already approved this.
It's part of our transition plan, correct, our long-term plan.
You know, I love it personally. So does somebody want to make a motion?
I would like to make a motion to approve a letter of support for this project for Island Transit. And I'd like to make a comment that I appreciate, Kurt, your questions. Excellent. Thank you.
Process. So okay.
I second.
Made and seconded. Is there any more discussion? Melanie, is there any discussion out there?
Nope. Everyone's quiet.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Has anybody opposed?
Nope. No one has.
All right. You already have a draft, Todd, right? You said you have a draft?
The staff has it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's get it back to Commissioner Johnson and see what happens.
And she has it as well. We'll do that. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Todd. Is there more business?
I just wanted to commend the members of the TAC for all their work in getting a robust Island Regional Transportation Plan together for this executive board to consider, and which includes the aviation plan we've been talking about today. So I'm grateful to the TAC.
Thank you.
Well said. Our staff has been doing a stellar job lately. We've had our problems through COVID, and it's improving now. And I'm a lot more confident with the way it's being run. Thank you all for showing up today and the public meeting, and this meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, Kurt.
Thank you, board.
Yeah. Oh, goodness, Eric, thank you for coming.
No problem.